Joined now by Knoxville girls basketball coach Matt Richart as the girls, boy, put it all together on Friday night, 72-41. Coach, we'll talk about the start, which was really, really good. But, wow, what a night for Hannah Duncan. We thought, okay, she had a chance to make you get to 1,000, and by halftime we knew it was going to happen. But not only to get that, but to get the single-game scoring record, she's probably thinking, okay, pinch me. I don't want to wake up. That was just an amazing night for her.
Yeah, talk about a just fitting way to do it, right? You know, she needed 22, and like you said, we got off to a really good start. And I knew that she was having a good first half, but I didn't realize that she was at 20 until close to halftime when Coach Pepper, he's like, I'm pretty sure she's at 20 points. And I was like, oh. And sure enough, there it was. And then we had that ISO play for her to start the second half, and we wanted to get it taken care of right away. Then for her to get 40 points in a game, I was debating on taking her out when she was at like 34, and the coach was like, you are not taking her out. So I was, and I have to apologize to Brittany Bacorn, because a couple years ago it was the same thing, but I made the other decision, and she's probably not going to forgive me. But Hannah deserves it. She's a great player. I told her I was very proud of her, and it's been fun to watch her grow over these 4 years.
Well, not only is she a great player, but she's one of the best kids I've ever covered. Just an outstanding kid on and off the court. But yeah, let's talk about that start. That was one of my keys to the game. Had to get off to a great start, and boy, did you ever! And I know Cardinals not the caliber of the teams you played here in the last couple of weeks, but no matter. I mean, this is what you wanted to see the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we got sick and tired of being down by 15-20 at the end of the first quarter. So that's been the focal point here the last couple of days in practice. And we switched up our defense, went to more pressure-based, just, try to use our athleticism, and kind of just said, we're going to go play basketball the way that they've been playing for, so long. And we do have some athletes. Obviously, we don't have the most depth in the world to be able to do it consistently, but they were ready to play. I challenged them at the beginning to get off to a good start, and I would say that they did that.
Was it just kind of a, we're just sick and tired of looking up the scoreboard after the first quarter and being down 19 to whatever, and, let's go out and take care of business?
Yeah, but it's also just a matter of, like, against Albia, we got down big in the first quarter, but then essentially the rest of the game we played them even. So, Albia's a good team. They're second place in the conference right now. It's like, hey, girls, you just showed that you can do this for three quarters, two and a half quarters. Why? Just imagine what we could do if we started the game off, even, and just go from there. And so that was the challenge. And they came out ready to play. They liked that energy style, pressure style, defense, and turned out well for us tonight.
I thought a lot of players may not have gotten the spotlight as Hannah or some of the other girls did, but Addie Williams, I think we just see her grow up before our eyes every game. Ayla Williams has been so aggressive the last couple of nights. I'm just saying, if she can harness that and be smart about it, boy, she could be a force someday.
Yeah, I told Addie Williams there at the end of the game when I put in some subs and I was talking to her, I was like, I really hope that you know how good you potentially could be, because, she has just inherent athleticism. Her motor is 100%. Ayla has grown exponentially over the course of the year. I was rewatching our first game against Cardinal. I've watched it about five times here the last 2 days, and I just saw just night and day the difference. I know the record doesn't show it, but, when you're going against Pella Christian, Newton, Eddyville, Albia, that's just going to be the reality sometimes, but we have improved, and tonight we showed that.
What's different? Is it just the confidence level for some of those girls, especially the freshmen that getting their first varsity minutes?
Well, this was our 12th game, there's a big difference between 2 months ago starting around Thanksgiving time, and outside of Addie Duncan and Hannah Duncan, not a lot of them played extensive minutes last year. So when you are, Ayla got a little bit of time, and Prevo got a little bit of time, especially about that last third of the year, but not extensive where, you're playing 25 to 32 minutes. It takes a while to grow. You can't replicate it. It's just sometimes you have to, it's a baptism by fire. And, I challenged them. We were doing a little bit of switching defenses there at the beginning. I was going to test them not just physically but mentally as well. And they showed up, so that's a complete credit to them. It's very easy when you see your record going sideways to just give up. You know, that's easy. Basketball's hard, it's long, it's cold, the whole thing. But to their credit, they are working hard, trying to have some fun while we're at it, but tonight they got rewarded.
Davis County, quick thought on the Mustangs going down there on Monday.
Long trip. They've been playing competitive in the conference. Probably, you know, comparative scores a little bit better than us. So we'll have to see how it goes. I'm expecting a really competitive game. They're really long, long and athletic, so we'll have to get a game plan ready here over the weekend and be ready for them, and then quick turnaround Tuesday with traveling to Clark.
And then you finally home next Friday with Panthers versus Cancer. What is a home game? But, you know, getting close to that as well, and, the auction is live. T-shirts are distributed Wednesday of this coming week.
The 20th, we got them in today, so we're separating them out at school, and the 22nd, we have a T-shirt pickup time, and, like, if you work in the district, I'll be running around all the different buildings, handing them out and that type of thing. But if you're from the public, we have a pickup time on Wednesday. I don't know off the top of my head exactly what time it is. Sorry, Megan. We'll get that posted on our social media as well, on our Facebook and Instagram page. And we got our honorees ready to go, so it's all of a sudden it's getting really real.
All right. We'll see you Monday night.
Yep, thank you.
That's Matt Richard, Knoxville girls basketball coach. Panthers win it by a score of 72-41 on Friday. More after this on KNIA.